What's your name?
Jason Bond is expert at fighting off Wall Street's evils and deciphering the market's patterns so that he can make insightful, decisive moves.
Can you tell me anything about it?
He's always got his eye on the market, and now he's bringing his picks to Moneyline.
It's very kind of you to spare me so much of your time.
Whether the market has you shaken or stirred,
your luck has just changed.
You'll want to know what's happening on Jason Bond's Watch.
To us, Mr. Bond, we are the best.
Yes, Jason Bond comes here. He's our not-so-secret agent when it comes to trying to figure out what you should be doing with small-cap stocks and ways to make money. He is a swing trader who looks for good technical setups. Now, if you know technical setups, and we talk about technical analysis on this show fairly often, you know that, wow, it has been a market that keeps showing signs, technical indicators that maybe suggest small caps are headed for a fall, right? We have seen that a lot. In fact, we had Jeff Bishop from topstockpicks.com talking about small caps being due for a fall this week. Keith Kern did it on Raging Bull as well from Lightning Alert's chat room. And so truthfully, the market has people in bond parlance.
Shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, it has them shaken and maybe a little stirred. But let's find out what Jason's doing. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Hey, man, Mr. Jaffe. Great to be here, Chuck. I love the show. Can't wait to talk about small caps.
Absolutely. And of course, I didn't even really say that my audience can find your work at jasonbondpicks.com, and you're on Twitter at jasonbondpicks. But what you have been picking of late is literally maybe going against your grain, not going against what you do, which is let's go find those setups. It's that you have talked about you don't love this market. It's the market may be at all-time highs, but you're kind of thinking it's due for a setback. And yet, you are not fighting it right now. And in fact, there's very specific setups that you are looking for. So what are those setups and what's working for you at a time when the market, for a lot of people, is just making them exasperated?
Before I talk about those setups that are working for me, I want to talk about the market in general. When the Russell 2000 broke across 144, it was a huge move, Chuck. And I get it, man. I was shorting it like everybody else. And I really thought between the missiles flying over Japan from North Korea or the Fed unloading balance sheet, something was going to knock this thing down, man. I mean, something was going to knock this thing down. Let's be honest. The Russell 2000 from the recent low in the middle of August at 133.80 has climbed all the way to a high of 150.68. And it's consolidating at 150 right now. So I understand why people want to short it. But the last time I talked to you, I talked about how I wanted to short it as well. And I did short it. And I lost a boatload of money playing those puts on the IWM. And I'm a small cap guy. I normally just trade stocks. So I said, heck with it. I'm going back to my bread and butter. I'm just going to roll with the flow. I'm just going to buy stocks that are hot. I'm going to go with the grain. And it's worked great for me. Yesterday, I made over $11,000 on two stocks. They were two of Wall Street's biggest movers. Real Good Solar, RGSE, and CLSN, ticker CLSN. Those stocks were up over 20% each, and I captured over 20% profit on each of them. And all I did was take a look at what's moving, buy it on some dips, and let it rip again. Now, that's a hard thing to do when you think the market's going to dip. And right now, I still think the market's going to dip, but I lost a ton of money at around 144 on the IWM, thinking that it was going to dip, and it didn't. It ran to 150, well, let's say 151, right? That's a big move for the Russell 2000. So while I think that the market's due for a pullback, I lost a lot of money trying to short it. So I gave up, and I started running with the bulls. And since I've been doing that, I'm making a lot of money. Now, I am conscious or aware that it's probably going to pull back, but I'm not letting it influence my day-to-day decisions. I'll wait till it starts to show me that it's going to do it, and then I'll kind of pull back or be more conservative.
Well, and with that, I mean, obviously, if you think the market's going to pull back, you're going to set your stops in a way that's going to say, hey, if it starts to happen, you'll be out. But there's a very specific pattern that you've been trading as you've been running with the bulls, right?
Yeah, you're not kidding. Fibonacci retracement. So with Real Good Solar, I mean, this thing just took off. It was a monster rocket. And so right now, and this one would say, a lot of people would say that this could mark the top of the market. Real Good Solar went from under a buck to 325 in a day, right? And so then it pulls back into about a dollar and a half. That retracement, when a stock goes from under a dollar to 325 in a day, and by the way, this was on 60 million shares. When it does that, when it pulls back in, we call that Fibonacci retracement. And we're looking for these levels of support once it retraces. We want to buy it at that support and hope that it moves back up. I'll correct myself. Not hope that it moves back up. We are going to stop loss if it breaks the support, but we are looking for it to move back up. And more often than not, than it does, because the stock doesn't go from 80 cents to 325, or like many of the other stocks that I'm trading, $1 to $5 or $2 to $7. It doesn't make those moves in a day unless it's had major news. But it can't just keep running like that. So it needs to take a breath. It needs to come in. When it comes in and when it settles, I will go in there and I'll buy it. I'm looking for that secondary move for two reasons. First of all, huge moves like that attract short sellers. They will short the stock back down. When they want to cover, that buying represents demand. Number two, if it's a good reason for it to go up in the first place, a second round of buyers is going to come in. People who are interested in the stock going higher but missed the initial move will be there to buy. And that's what I do.
And so that's what you've seen in Real Good Solar, which is RGSE, and also Celsion Corp, CLSN. Are they still buyable, or are they at a spot where you need to wait for the next retracement for anybody in my audience?
Both those stocks I made money on this week, $11,000. I bought them at good support. I sold them into the rips. Those stocks do not meet the criteria right now. They've made the move. Chuck, they could definitely go higher. And this is what I tell my clients. I can't predict where a stock is going to go. All I can tell clients is I'm going to buy it just off of the support level. And I'm going to sell it once it makes a 5 to 20% move. I shouldn't say lucky, but both of these stocks did exactly what I wanted them to do. RGSE, CLSN, they went 20% plus. And I sold both of them for 20% plus. The two that I'm in right now, ROKU, same pattern. Huge move this week, about 80 cents to 255 on major news. Then it settles, and it settles around $1.80. So it makes this bonkers move up to 255. And then it comes in, and I bought that retracement. So I'm in 15,000 shares of ROKA at 169. And then CLNT is another good example of that retracement pattern. It seriously, this one went from about 350 to 825. And it's since come in to around $4 or $5. I bought 4,000 shares of CLNT at $5.08. Both of these stocks meet that criteria of having a massive move, taking a rest, and then possibly making a move higher.
That's the basics of it. You're looking for Fibonacci retracements, finding that way to take advantage of the bull market. That's what Jason Bond's been doing. That's what he's suggesting you might want to be doing right now. Jason, great stuff. Thanks, as always, for joining us on the show.
Man, I love it, Chuck. You have a great day.
You too. Jason Bond is the editor at Jason Bond Picks. For more information, you're going to go to jasonbondpicks.com. You're going to follow him on Twitter, where he's at Jason Bond Picks. It's all part of the Raging Bull community. You can get more information there at ragingbull.com or on Twitter at Raging Bull. Okay, we are heading for home on the October 12th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Randy Pierce, manager of the Grandeur Peak Global Stalwarts Fund and Grandeur Peak International Stalwarts. He'll be here talking stocks when Money Life returns right after this message.